Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. This is your host, David Clark, and Tricia Mitchell is back on again today. She's delighted to be back as a guest, helping callers by shining a spotlight on what she has shown to highlight as being important in resolving listeners' blocks in relationships, wealth, careers, health, or any area of life. Now, just to let you know, she prefers not to know any background to your questions up front. That way she can validate the information she's receiving is not being influenced by what she's been told. And it's to get the most out of your time with her. Be direct. Don't give background, as I mentioned, unless she asks for it. And keep your questions short and sweet. And if she needs clarification, she'll ask you. And as far as her bio goes, you can read that online. She wants to get right down to business because we have a lot of callers today. And we'll try to get to as many of you as possible. Who knows, we may get to all of the ones that are on the line now, but beyond that, I doubt it. So our first caller of the day is Valerie, and I didn't even ask Tricia how you were doing today.
I am absolutely splendid, David. It's great to be back, and I feel a lot better than the last show.
Marvelous. That was not a good day for you.
It wasn't, but I'm glad to be back, and let's see how many people we can help today.
Okay, and just to let folks know, Tricia is going to do a group healing at the end of the session. How long will you need for that, Tricia?
I was going to say 5 to 10 minutes, but then I saw 7 in my head, so okay. About 7 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's go to the first caller, who is Valerie. And Valerie, you're live.
Hello.
Hi Valerie.
Hi.
Valerie, you sound a bit faint.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Hello? Are you on speakerphone, Valerie? Because if you are, it would be better to come off it. Okay.
No, I'm not
all
on
right.
speaker.
We'll manage.
Okay. I would like to know about love life for this year.
Okay. Valerie, I don't know. Do you tend to chew things over in your mind? Does that make sense
in my mind?
To you or not? Because you know when you're looking at certain areas of your life, do you think and replay the situation? Because I'm getting pain in my body which represents chewing things over, mulling them over in your mind over and over and over again. Does that make sense to you or not?
No. Not right now.
Okay. Not right now, but you're asking about your love life, and that's what I'm picking up.
I was just wondering when that was going to come about. Maybe that's what you're picking up.
Bear with me. excuse me. I want to go to sort of the age 7 or 8. Those are the numbers that are coming forward for me. And I don't know whether there was a time when you were about 7 or 8 where you may have felt there was a lack of... how can I say this? A lack of stability. That's what I'm picking up in my body when you're asking about love this year. Because I think that there's something around that area that if you focus on it and shift it, you can bring that love in sooner.
Okay. So what I need to focus on?
Were your parents together growing up? Did they split up or did they stay together?
They split up, but then I had a stepfather, and they stayed together.
Was that around age 7 or 8 or not?
No.
Or what happened when you were around 7 or 8? No.
7 or 8?
Years of age.
I don't believe they were together. If so, it was a distance.
Right, okay. So, would that have been a time where you felt emotionally unstable? You know, when parents are splitting up or they're drifting apart, we often as children can feel that it's about us. And sometimes we try to get our parents to stay together. Does that make sense?
No,
it doesn't. Okay.
I think at that age I could have cared less about what they were doing.
Okay. Sorry, Valerie. I do want to go back to that time when you were 7 or 8, because the way that I tend to work is I focus in on the root cause. I shine a spotlight on what's not working. And if you want to move forward in life, if you're looking at new relationships, what you're going to find is that any patterns that you've seen play out in previous relationships will continue to show up until you change something around what happened. That's in my view, when you were age 7 or 8, when your parents were at a distance, if they hadn't already separated, which affected how secure you felt in terms of, say, a loving relationship perhaps, and how that's playing out or may play out in your current or future relationships. Has there been a pattern like that? Have you felt safe emotionally in previous relationships, yes or no?
No.
No. Right. Okay. What I would say is if you're looking, basically I'm just repeating what I said before, if you're looking for enduring relationship, one that is going to be satisfying, you need to go back to that age when you were 7 or 8 and look at what went on there. Because although consciously you may not have cared less, at a subconscious level, especially at that age, you would have been making decisions which then became beliefs. And then what happens is that we co-create relationships. We end up being attracted to and attracting those people who mirror our wounds. Does that
make
sense?
It must be on an unconscious level, because I'm not really conscious of it.
That's the same for a lot of us.
Yeah.
If we were all consciously aware of it, the number of divorces would go down, and a lot of us wouldn't need therapy or coaching.
I had decided to not even involve myself in relationships, because if they're not committed and honest, then, it's like,
right.
We're not going anywhere with that.
Okay. And so where did you get the idea of if they're not committed and honest? Was that perhaps something that you saw between your parents? Because you've got that idea from somewhere,
yeah,
or that
I
value.
Think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
And you're right about that, because the ones that I do attract, that is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. So my prediction, although it's not a prediction. Right. What I was going to say is, do you tend to meditate or journal?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. So have a look at meditating around that age and see what comes up. Do some intentional writing. And also, intentional writing in terms of, you can set the intention that you're going to look at your relationships, and it's a case of, why do I keep on attracting men who are like X? And be really specific about the type of men that you're ending up in relationships that aren't satisfying to you. And then let the answer come out. And then you can write your next question based on what answer came out. Don't edit, just keep on, just free flow with the writing and see what comes up.
Okay.
If you want, you can send me a message via the website. The address is on the page. And then I'll reply. I do have some meditations, and I'll have a quick look at which one may be suitable, and then you can decide whether you want to invest in it or not. Okie dokie.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Sorry. Best wishes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We do have a man as our next caller. His name is Dan, and you are live.
Hi, this is Vince.
Hi, Dan. Oh, Vince.
No, it's Vince.
Sorry.
Like as in Victor, but Vince. Hi.
Gotcha.
I want to find out, I'm starting a new job on Tuesday. I'm going to be working for Pepsi. They really liked me for the interview and everything. They immediately hired me on the spot. So, anyway, Tuesday I'm starting. I've got 90 days probation, and then I'm in full time. So I'm just wondering if you see it working out.
The first question I wanted to say, Vince, is why wouldn't it? Why do you think that it may or may not work out?
Well, because I've had problems with both bosses and unions in the past, and the last 12 years has been horrific with me. I keep getting a job, losing a job, getting a job, losing a job.
Right. Okay.
The last job I had, yeah.
Okay, so Vince, bear with me. I am always happy to be wrong. I'm seeing, and I'm happy to be wrong, a boy, maybe around 4 or 5. I don't know whether you fought with your father or you were kind of an angry little boy sometimes. I don't know whether I want to describe it as like a temper tantrum or not getting your own way. That's the kind of sense that I get. Does that resonate with you at all or not?
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm the one that stood up against my father for a lot of stuff he did.
Right, okay. And how old were you, around 4 or 5 years of age, or?
As long as I can remember. As long as I can remember, up until the day he died.
So the question that I want to ask that just popped into my head is, do you have a problem with authority?
With
problem
the what?
In inverted commas. With authority.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay.
It's not as bad as it used to be.
Good. As in good as, you know, for doing the self-work. Okay, so you need to go back and heal that little boy. If you want to change the pattern that's been going on for the past... Ooh, what was that? I'm feeling something in... I think it's more my heart. It's not anxiety. Is there a feeling of, I'm trying to interpret this feeling, is there a feeling of you not being loved as a child? It's that kind of rebellious, fighting against the
yes.
feeling that you don't feel loved. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've ruined a couple of really good relationships in the past because of that, with love, but also with a relationship like friendship and stuff.
Okay. So the thing that pops into my mind is, was your dad unable to express himself emotionally? Were you bouncing off that? That's the kind of sense that I think I'm getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's the area that needs to be worked on. Once you release that, Vince, once you start healing that inner child, those wounds from childhood, then you'll be vibrating at a different frequency. Your vibration is going to attract different situations and different people to you and different outcomes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, say no. Okay. But first you need to go back and heal that, and that's where the roots of your current problems that are showing up may go back further, but as far as I can see at the moment, the memory that I saw was sort of age 4 or 5. So that's a long-winded way of saying to you that Pepsi can work out, but you've got to do the inner work.
Okay.
What sort of work have you been doing? Because you said that you're not as bad as you used to be.
Well, over the years, I've worked at Coke. I've worked at two different breweries, and I've worked at for a dairy company.
No, sorry, Vince. Inner work. Self-development.
Oh, inner
work. Personal work. What have you been? Yeah.
I've always operated machines and equipment, warehouse, stuff like that, and.
Okay. Have you done any meditation or any yoga, Reiki?
No, I haven't done it in a long time, a very long time.
Right, okay.
But I've also Yeah, and I've also tried to do the acting, and I'm trying to do, I just wrote one book,
okay.
I've got a couple more in mind, and I'm trying to sell, and I'm trying to still get into the acting, even though at my age, I'm almost 60, and, you know, it's...
Okay. Vince, do me a favor. If you
mm-hmm.
want, you can send me an email via the website, and I'll reply to you, and I'll give you an idea of the kind of areas that you can look at to start doing the work on changing your patterns, which will change your reality. But it's about doing the work on the inside.
Okay.
As well as, you know, applying for jobs and going to auditions for acting parts. You've got to work on the inside first.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right. So if you want to get my website address from the page, send me a message on the contact page, and then I'll reply to you, and I'll give you an idea of, you know, I'll signpost you, and I'll let you know what things may be useful. Does that help?
Yes, it does. And by the way, you're right about that little boy thing, because my wife keeps saying the same thing, that I need to forgive myself and let that go and move on, and I need a lot of healing work, so...
Well, I do have some tools that I can point you in the direction of, and if not, there are some other resources. So send me a message, and I'll send you
I definitely
back.
Will.
Okay, then.
I definitely will.
Thanks,
thank you so much. You're amazing.
Lovely.
Thanks.
Pollock,
about the confusion on
okay.
your name. Okay, best wishes with Pepsi.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Donna is next. Whoops, I'm sorry, I opened the wrong mic as Vince dropped off.
Is that Donna?
Hey, there
Donna?
You are, Donna.
Oh,
Donna.
Thank you, David. Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
And my question, hi, is about my love life. I would like to meet someone.
Okay. You'd like to meet someone. Okay. The number 7 just popped into my head, but just give me... oh, excuse me. Okay. How's your communication, Donna, when it comes to relationships, sort of dating and getting the ball going?
Well, I am on a dating site. So I'm
okay.
talking to two guys right now.
So supposing,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I wanted to ask you about, you know, if you were in a bar, for example, and somebody was, you know, giving the eye, would you engage in conversation, or would you be too shy, sort of face-to-face? How would
maybe
that
a
go?
Little, maybe on the little shy side. I mean, I wouldn't get up and walk over.
Because something
to
around
him.
Communication.
He'd have to come over to me. He'd have to come over to
right,
me.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to do the legwork. You're not going to meet him halfway.
Yeah, because I don't want to be that aggressive.
Okay.
I'm not that aggressive, I don't think.
Aggressive or confident, she says, tongue-in-cheek. Okay. Right. Bear with me a moment. You know, in my mind, Donna, I'm seeing a gate, and it's almost like you need to approach it and open it and then choose whether you want to walk through it or not. So,
okay.
You know, I was talking about the bar, and you were saying that the guy would have to, even if the guy's sending you a signal that, you know, you've got great eye contact, he's probably flashed you a smile, you're not going to go
oh,
over
I'd
to
be
him
smiling back.
Because...
Yeah, I'd probably, you know,
right.
say with my drink, cheers or something. Yeah, I'm not shy that way, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a shy person.
But in terms of... The there is something around communication that is... I'm trying to clear my throat. So it's almost as though... Do you tend to... I think I see you... tend to keep your cards close to your chest. Is that right?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. And then the next kind of thing that comes into my mind is, well, how can you expect him to read your mind if you don't tell him how you're feeling?
Right. I think I'm getting better at that.
Right, okay. So guys have got to be really confident and bold and be prepared to be knocked back. I used to fancy a guy for absolutely ages, but I wouldn't make a move. And if two people are too shy to make a move, then nothing ever happens. So
right.
That gate that I saw, you need to approach it. And you get to choose whether you open it or you stay on that side of that fence. So in terms of the communication that I was feeling, the energy in my throat, I've just got an image of you going to singing class or that kind of exercise that's not related to dating at all, but allows you to exercise those vocal cords. Does that make sense? Because I think what I've just seen, rightly or wrongly, is around 13 years of age, possibly at school, something happening where, say, if a teacher said, speak up, or you were put on the spot in terms of, you know, answering in front of the whole class. And I think that that may be contributing to the energy that I'm feeling in my throat. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because
you
I'm
have
not
a,
too good about getting like up that? In front of a group of people. I'm not too good about getting in front of a group of people and talking.
Okay.
I would shy away from that. I like one-on-one. One-on-one with people,
okay.
Not so much a group.
Would there have been an incident in school with a math teacher, I think a male math teacher, when you were 13, yes or no?
I don't recall.
Did you shout it out? Okay.
I don't recall. Yeah.
There might be something there. I see a 17 out of 20 as a mark, and it's almost like you have to stand up and justify it, you know, as to where you went wrong and you lost the marks, that kind of thing. And as I say, I'm always happy to be wrong. Was maths your favourite subject at school?
No. No, I liked
no, I didn't
English
think so.
And, yeah, no, I wasn't too good at math.
Okay. Was your maths teacher male or female when you were 13?
Male, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And my nose is running, so I think whatever may have happened that I might be seeing, it really cut to it really hurt you because my nose is going, and I know that's connected to the heart. So I think you really felt that. You know, when you kind of, I want to say, deeply wounded, when somebody shouts at you, and your bottom lip trembles, and you want to cry, but you hold it together. It's that kind of really got me. Does that make sense?
It could have happened. I mean, I had a father that yelled a lot, but, yeah.
Okay. So if you had a father that yelled a lot, and I'm seeing this incident that may or may not have happened in maths, and you weren't very good at maths, and your teacher, you believe, may have been male, I think that that's an area that you could look at in terms of helping you become more confident with your communication, which is, you know, if you're not, you don't want to stand up, you wouldn't feel confident standing up in a crowd of people. You prefer to interact one-on-one. And you're
right.
Also seeing, or I'm sensing, the energy around communication when it comes to dating. I think that this is something that's possibly impacting all areas of your life, but it seems to be more under the microscope because we're looking at relationships and communication there. But you'll probably see that it's present in other areas. So, what do I see for you? Bear with me. Yeah. I'm feeling this in my stomach, and what I'd say to you is it's about your identity. I'm not talking about how you look or how you dress. It's how you hold and carry yourself, and that confidence needs to come from your throat in terms of dealing with the communication. So, as I say, going to like a singing class or something like that that isn't focusing on dating but will work on your communication, you'll find will help you in that area of love. Does that help or not?
Okay. Yeah, I can work on my communication of maybe, what's it called? Talking more of my feelings and all, expressing more of my feelings, yes.
And then
it doesn't always
that
mean that they're
going to
be met.
Well, no, but what I was going to say is that you've got a better chance of attracting a better caliber of partner, because there's nothing more frustrating that there's probably lots of things that are more frustrating, but if you are not expressing how you're feeling and, you know, he isn't, then there's a lot of things that are swept under the carpet. If you work on your communication skills and you're not getting that back, you can quickly decide whether to move on or invest more time in trying to improve communication within the relationship, because that's a crucial part of a relationship, isn't it? Communication.
Oh, I think disclosing your feelings and then, you get to know how sensitive the person is and how engaging they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think it's good to do that,
mm-hmm.
definitely, because how else do you get to know someone and know if they're caring for you as well, you know?
Exactly. But beyond that also, it's speaking up, finding your voice, using your voice, and feeling empowered to do so. So it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to work on that, definitely.
Okay.
So that I meet
Fantastic.
A nice caliber of a gentleman. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks
Have a wonderful
for calling,
day.
Donna.
Thank you, David.
Take good care.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is Nancia.
Hi,
Nancia.
Hi. Thank you
How
for taking
you?
My call. Good, how are you?
You're welcome.
I'm
great today. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay. My question is in regards to career and finances, since they got hand in hand, just, I guess, whatever you pick up for that.
Career and finances. Okay. I don't know why, but oddly, I saw a sieve. So... but it was more like a tea strainer. It wasn't a colander. I'm probably not pronouncing that right. David, help me out. Colander? How do you pronounce it?
Colander, yeah.
Thank you. But it was a small sieve. So a career in finances. Nancy, tell me about your mum and tell me about finances as you were growing up, because the only sense that I can make of this sieve is like, I don't know whether you'd reuse that idea of reusing tea leaves again and again and again, or it's about water just running through, like money flowing through you.
Was money tight
as you were growing up?
Yes,
Google.
And still is.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's probably why I'm getting the image of reusing the tea leaves again and again to make tea. Okay. I'm going to get straight to the point, Nancia, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm quite happy to be wrong, do you really want a career in finance, or is it because your mum was frugal with money as to why you're pursuing
career? I'm not wanting a career in finances. I was saying career or finances, whatever comes through, because I've always had, I felt like a blockage with career or wealth or money,
Okay. Number three pops up. So when it comes to finances, I would look at, I think I've just seen a present. So it's either a birthday, as in the date, or it's a birthday gift. So Was it a party? It might be a party, but 3 years of age, there's something around 3 years of age where you potentially have made a decision around money that is causing your current pattern.
You said when I was how old? I'm sorry?
Three years of age.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Do you have somebody who... Okay. Do you have a sibling who's 2 years older? Because I saw five. I'm not sure whether that means
she's
1 year.
She's 1 year older. She's a year older.
1 year older. Okay. So why did I see five and three?
Well, there's five siblings total. Like, there's five of us total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to ask, is Dad not around much?
My dad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was constantly around, actually. He was around all the time.
Why did I want to ask that then? There is something. What is it? Was there something around communication between you and your dad then? Because my throat just started to respond with some sort of energy.
Yes. I guess when we were younger, I would always bump heads with him. He grew up in a very strict household.
Okay. And so the very strict household that he grew up in, was there a tight rein on finances then, on money?
Yes.
Okay. Was it that money wasn't talked about much, or that money was talked about all the time?
Money was talked about.
Focusing on communication.
All the time. All the time. And pressure was always put, pressure was always put on us to provide for them, and still is. Yeah.
Right, okay. And so is there any resentment on your part, yes or no?
I mean, of course I want to help, but... Yeah, there's want to help, but as far as resentment, I feel like they put us in certain situations now because of what happened.
Okay. Was there an incident, I'm quite happy to be wrong, where there was, for example, a school trip that you wanted to go on but you couldn't go on because of the situation at home and the way that the relationship that your parents had with money, yes or no?
Quite possibly. I'm sure there was many trips or activities that we couldn't participate in because of the finances.
Okay. So what I'd say to you is, I'm just trying to think. The person who comes to mind is, I think her name is Margaret Lynch. In fact, her name is Margaret Lynch, Tapping into Wealth. Have a look on YouTube, but it's the book that I'm seeing more than her tapping videos. But have a look on YouTube, Margaret Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, and she does a lot of work around emotional freedom technique, also known as tapping, and money.
Okay.
That's her focus.
Okay.
So in terms of what I see with regards to career and money, I would say work on that block.
Okay.
As I say, I think it goes as far back as 3 years of age. That's one of the earliest sort of numbers that I saw anyway.
Okay.
And then I'd use Epsom salt baths as well. I would take three of them.
I have been. Yeah, I
okay,
have been actually
days
doing
apart.
That since the beginning of the year. Yes.
Right, okay. So what I'd say is start working on the tapping around wealth, and then have an Epsom salt bath, then leave it. On the fourth day, do a second one, and on the eighth day or ninth day? But 4 days apart, three of them in total, after you start doing the work, tapping on your money blocks.
Okay.
All right.
I sure will.
Does that help?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.
Take care, Nancy.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. We lost one of our callers, which means that Ann and Deanna moved up on the queue. Ann, you're next, and you're.
Hi. Is that Deanna?
This is Ann.
Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How are you? We're waiting. How can I help?
Anything that you see for me in June, I have. It's kind of a quiet time for my work, so I'd like to have new, ready for ready
are you
for new things
worker?
To come in.
Okay. Are you a hands-on
Sorry?
Worker? Are you a hands-on worker? Sort of massage or Reiki, that kind of. I saw hands on a body on a massage table.
Well, that's. I need one of those myself. But I don't do that.
Okay.
But I'm thinking of taking a Reiki class.
Okay. So does that mean that you're looking at a career, I don't know why I want to say career break, but are you looking for a change in career or a career break?
A change in career.
Okay. Is July a better time to do it? Because I, you know, you're asking me about June, but what's coming out of my mouth is July. What's going on in July in terms of opportunities in your local area? What have you been looking at?
I have
been
no
in
idea.
The newspaper or online? Okay.
I just don't have much work in June, so I need something to come up in June for just income.
Have you been looking in the newspapers or online? Just passing.
Yeah,
online?
I get daily email of positions open.
Right. Okay. There's one of them that you need to go back to, but I'm not actually seeing
okay.
it as daily emails.
I'm
getting sort of 2 weeks ago, there was possibly something that you got around 2 weeks ago, and that
okay.
I think is going to start in July, and that's going to be the start. Is a bit go on.
Nothing.
I thought you were saying something then. It's a bit like I'm seeing like dominoes. It's the start of something that is going to take you to where you need to be career wise.
Right.
But I get
Great.
The sense that it's going to be more July than June.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something's going to tide you over in June. It's going to get a little bit tight, I believe, but not to worry because things are going to work out. So I kind of get a phrase, a blast from the past, so I don't know whether something that has brought in revenue before is going to come up again just to tide you over in June, but July is when you start on this new path.
The new. Great.
Yeah. I see it like, as I say, like a domino, the first one then. You know when you knock over, you've got all these dominoes set up and it's this elaborate display and then somebody pushes the first one, which knocks the second one and they all start going k-k-k-k-k-k-k-k. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Probably not. Yeah, okay. That's the kind of visual that I get. That's the kind of impression that I get. So the phrase that comes to mind is hold tight. It's going to be a hell of a ride, in a good way. I'm always happy to be wrong, but that's the sense that I get.
Do you, when you're saying hands-on and Reiki, so do you see that as a talent I should pursue?
What do you feel in your heart? Because when you were asking me about jobs in June, anything happening in June, I saw somebody lying on a massage table and hands being, you know, placed on the body. And to me, that's like Reiki or any of the other energy healing modalities or treatments. What do you truly want to do? What's in your heart?
I'm just interested in that. I'm just to see that as maybe as a first step of learning healing modality.
Okay. And what have you been doing before? What do you do now? What line of work?
I work in planning events.
Right, okay. And does that make your heart sing?
It can. I mean, it can. I like more of the hands-on stuff than the computer work, you know, so.
Okay. So it
but
can
and I'm ready for,
away.
I've done that enough, I'm ready for a change of that.
Okay. So I would say follow your heart and go with the healing modalities. It sounds like it's ready for you and you're ready for that. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Does that help, Anne?
Yes. Thank you.
Lovely. Take care.
Thanks for calling, Anne.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Deanna is next, and I'm bringing her live in just a moment. Okay.
There we go. How are you?
Yep.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Tricia.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening
Maybe
to you, or good morning, or whatever. Yeah, wherever you are, I think you're probably morning or something. Yeah.
It's 10:30. Well, just a little after. How can I help?
Well, I spoke to you last week, and when you were talking to the person before me, you were saying things that were related to me.
Okay.
And so today I intently listened to see if there was anything that you said to someone else that could be related to me, but I didn't find anything. I'm going through really tough times.
Were you the lady with the supermarket people who help out?
Yes, and I actually did go back and I spoke to her yesterday to see if she knows of someone to help. But my biggest worry right now is my health.
Right, okay. Yeah. So.
And I would appreciate a healing.
Okay. My right eye is starting to blink. Which side of your body is affected? Does it affect one side of your body or not?
It is affecting one part of my body. It's almost in the middle.
Right, so it's not on the right side. It's almost in the middle. Okay.
No, it isn't on the right side yet.
Right, okay. Do you have any problem with your left knee, Deanna?
No. Not a constant problem. Yeah, nothing constant.
But you do have some...
No,
not
really.
Constant, have you at some point had a problem? Not at all?
Nothing that I can recall specifically.
Do you get twinges in your left knee then? Because what I'm feeling, if it isn't actually physical pain, it is the strength. Maybe you feel at times that you're not strong enough to move forward with your home situation. That might be what I'm picking up on in the left knee, which I know we spoke about last week.
Right. It's just being steady or stable. Stability is a big thing. But the main thing is something that is coming out from the body, something that is becoming evident. And I'm just thinking it's sort of the end of life.
Sorry, did you say sort of the end of life?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay. I am blinking right now, and what tends to happen, Deanna, when I blink is that energy it starts to shift in the receiver, in the other person. And I covered the mouthpiece whilst I was doing a bit of burping, which also happens when I start to shift energy. Does that feel like it's eased a little or not? I mean, we are going to do a little bit of healing towards the end of today's show.
I think yes. I don't think it's wishful thinking. I do feel that it is a yes. It's closer to the heart. It's above the heart.
Okay.
But it is okay. A big thing that I think is growing.
Okay. I always find it difficult to think and talk when I'm blinking, which means that this stuff that's still being shifted. Louise Hay.
Oh, yes.
Is it Heal Your Life? David, what's the name of the book that Louise Hay
life.
Has written? Do you know around
Heal
Your
Life? You can heal your life.
Right.
Right, okay. So, Diana, if you have that book, then I would suggest you read it so that you can become more aware of the language that you're using and focus on the language of wellness rather than illness, because our body mirrors our mind, and if we focus on things that we can't do or I feel dreadful, then that's what you're going to get more of. And I think that Louise Hay's positive affirmations about wellness in the body will help carry you through this difficult period with your health. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I'm listening to Hay House Summit right now. It's on until Sunday.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. There is another book, and it's Embraining by Grant Suzalu and Marvin Oker. If you want that book, have a look on Amazon. It's M for Mother and Braining, and it talks about the heart brain and the head brain and the gut brain, all those intelligences that we have within the body. And it's kind of sciencey, but also conversational. That will help you as well. But I think perhaps the Louise Hay book will be more beneficial for you.
I didn't catch the name of the one you just said. Did you say the letter M as in Mary, Braining?
Yeah, brain as in head, brain.
Right, but the first...
So M for mother, brain, I-N-G.
Yeah.
The name of the author, Grant, G-R-A-N-T. Surname, Suzalu, S for sugar, O-O. S for sugar, A. L for London, U for Uncle.
Got it.
The book will come up under his name. It's co-authored with somebody called Marvin Oker, but with his name, it's so unusual that the book will come up. Does that
definitely
help, Diana? And if you stay on, then, as I say, we're going to do a quick healing session towards the end.
I definitely will.
Okay.
I want to tell you, I love the way your eyes look out. Your gaze.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
thanks,
David.
Diana.
Thank you.
Yes, bless you too, dear. I hope you feel better soon. I want to remind people that Tricia is going to do a group healing at the end. We have time for one more caller, and I'm going to area code 914. And you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so
Hi,
much
Catherine.
For taking my
Hi,
call.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Pleasure. Thanks for waiting. How can we help?
Oh, thank you. No, it's been a lovely show. I also, if you don't
thank
mind,
you.
I have a question, but I also, can I recommend a book, too, for healing to your last
sure.
caller? I believe it's
cool.
called Healing Visualizations, and the author's last name is Epstein. Yeah, and it's
okay.
I found it helpful. Yeah, so just to share.
Epstein that. And it's Healing Visualizations. Lovely. Thanks
yeah.
for sharing
yeah.
that, Catherine.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Yes.
How can I help
my
you
question.
Today?
Yes. I'm working with a lady and her company. The company name begins with the letter A, And I was wondering if you see us doing more than one project together, like more than the current one that I'm doing with her.
The first thing that I want to say is, do you trust her?
Not so much, no, only because, I haven't spoken to her. I speak with her assistants. So, you know, that's a little bit off-putting, but, I mean, if there is something, you know, some hope for future collaboration.
Okay, so I'm getting cold on my back, Catherine. That tends to be when I pick up something that has happened in somebody's past. I'm always happy to be wrong. But if there is, if you went into business with somebody before, but I'm seeing sort of a school, a playground kind of a trust issue. So let me try and articulate this better. If you put your trust in somebody and then it's misplaced, you then become more suspicious of people and you then sometimes develop a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm feeling energetically, it feels like it's at the back of my heart. It feels as though you can't fully trust them. It feels as though something happened in the past. Ouch. I think I always tend to go for 7 years of age, but I'm seeing 7 or 8 years of age. And that has kind of coloured your judgment in terms of, I don't think you're too trusting of people, but there seems to be something around trust.
Well, that seemed to strike a chord within Catherine. Her call has dropped. Oh, wait a minute. There she is. Let's see. Let me just double check.
Okay.
Is this Catherine?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. I lost the line.
That's all right. We thought we'd lost you. Go ahead, Tricia.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So, Catherine, I just saw something flash at the corner of my eye. I don't know whether you were blindsided by something or someone where you initially trusted them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that resonate with any
definitely.
Area of your
yeah.
life?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I saw that flash at the corner of my eye and it seemed like I was blindsided, you didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that is that the pattern when you trust somebody and I guess let's call it misplaced trust, you never see it
exactly.
coming. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what I'd probably say to you is something along similar lines as I said to Vince, you know, what happens is that we make a decision, I'm getting really, really cold. So I think this, emotionally, this has really impacted on you. It's kind of, I want to say it really hurts.
Yeah.
And integrity is the word that comes to mind. So is it mm-hmm. You believe that other people aren't acting with integrity and that's a core value for you and that's why it really hurts?
I see. Yes, like I'd love to trust more, but yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Does that kind of... Okay.
Yeah.
So just repeat what you were going to say when I was talking over you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, I would like to trust more, like even in this situation, you know. I, you know, maybe would like to... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you tend to attract people who don't act with integrity, although initially you think that they will, yes or no?
Exactly, yes. Yes, you hit
okay.
it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But integrity is really important for you, and what's showing up is people who can't demonstrate that integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically what's happened is that there's been an event in your life where you've made a decision, which then becomes a belief, and then what happens is that we tend to attract and are attracted subconsciously. We don't do it. We're not aware that we're doing it, but we end up in these situations where we are co-creating our reality with other people. So for example, I used to have a belief that workmen didn't do a great job. And so every single laborer that turned up demonstrated that belief to me. I got what I thought.
Yeah.
So the intention that I put out, not realizing, each time a builder showed up, it confirmed my belief. And we don't want to be wrong. So, you know, thoughts become things, and what you believe becomes your reality. So it's about changing, finding out where you first decided, you know, what was the event, what happened. And as I say, to me it looks like 7 or 8 years of age, and it looks like a playground spat with disagreement between you and a friend, that kind of scenario.
Wow.
Where it plays out in adulthood and you look back and you go, really? That is the cause of all this hassle over the years. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yeah.
Did you have a best friend at school when you were 7 or 8 and you trusted them and something happened?
I had a best friend and then I moved. But I'd always go back to the place and visit with her. And when I did, you know, go back once, like, it turned out we weren't friends anymore and she wanted nothing to do with me.
Okay.
So that's what comes to mind.
Great.
And that was
around
that age.
7 or 8 at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's something there about trusting and, well, I guess you're blindsided. You know, that you didn't see it coming when you came back and she decided that she didn't want anything to do with you. Is that how, you know, this trust pattern that's happened over several times, is that the kind of thing that happens? People don't want anything to do with you, or they walk out on a deal, or that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. Yes, like it looks like everything's going swimmingly and then,
they bail. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want, my website address is on the page. Send me a message. I'll send you some information in terms of signposting and how you can change this pattern. It's entirely up to you whether you want to take the information or not. It's entirely up to you whether you want to, you know, send me a message or not. But I can help you start to shift that pattern.
Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome, Catherine.
Thank you for calling back, Catherine.
Thank you. I appreciate it, David. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, sorry to cut you off there, Catherine. Trisha,
have you got time for some healing, David, or not?
Yeah, it's going to cause you to run a little bit over, which is fine with me. I don't know how it is with you.
No, that's fine. I've had fun.
Okay.
Is that it, all the callers? Because I think we lost one and we had about 8 and I've got 7 names here.
We have one more.
Go on, let's squeeze them in.
Okay, area code 86, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
I'm sorry, the electronic lady was talking when you were giving your name.
This is Laura in New Jersey.
What's your name?
Oh, hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi.
Just to let you know, Trisha, that lady does the countdown 2 more times.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that the show is over. It just means that nobody will be able to call in when we get to the last 10 seconds. So there you go. All right, Laura, what's your question?
Laura, thank you so much for waiting, first of all. And please do go ahead with your question.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm looking
Pleasure.
For a job, and I had a phone call from a recruiter. His name's Michael, and it's for the company that is actually doing the hiring. And we had a good conversation for this job, and he's going to recommend that we go forward with my application to the hiring manager. And her name is Erin. I wonder if you see me getting this
job. If I see you getting the job.
Yeah.
So your question is, do I see you getting the job?
Yes.
The phrase that comes to mind is, well, I'm going to ask you, do you actually want the job? Because the phrase that I get is, you don't actually want the job. Not this one, anyway.
Well,
Why am I feeling
thought it was
that?
A, it, I mean, I thought it was a good job, a good fit, so I'm not opposed to it. Is there something else coming, do you see? I've been out of work for a while, and I really need a job.
Okay. Okay. Do you want the job or not? I hear what you're saying, Laura, but the phrase that came to mind was you don't actually want the job. You want the money.
No, I would. Well, I want the money, but the job is good. It's a good fit for me with my background.
What do you really want to do?
I want to feel safe.
Right. Okay. Okay. So this, I'm sorry, I am quite blunt. This isn't about the job. This is about feeling safe. Is that right? So it can be any job that gave
job
you the safe.
It's
okay.
A good fit for me. I'm not negative about it at all.
No. But 18 months down the line, you may not be satisfied with the job because you only took it because you wanted to feel safe, which is natural. That's all we want to do. You know, we want to feel loved. We want to feel safe. But if you're looking for something that's going to give you job satisfaction, are you going to be happy in the role? That would be a question that you might return to, as I say, you know, 12 to 18 months down the line. What is it that really makes you happy?
I just want to do a good job. I'll feel fulfilled. I want to pay my bills.
What's stopping you from that?
I can't wait for the perfect job 10 months down the road. I'm out of money next month. So I don't want anything to interfere with this. I need this job.
Okay, darling.
I don't have a choice.
Okay, darling. Okay. Before I came on this call, the crystal that wanted to come on the call with us was my selenite ball, and I tend to use this when there's some emotional healing that's needed, and I believe that the reason why I brought it on the call was for you. Laura, I want to ask about when you were 5 years of age, if possible. I tend to go straight to the root cause of what's not working for people in their lives. And if you just want to feel safe, and you know, it's all about survival, isn't it? Having money to be able to pay bills and have food, etc. Was there something that happened when you were around 5 years of age where you didn't feel that there was that stability in your life or not? Why am I seeing five?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Okay. So when you were 5 years of age, were mum and dad together? Or your parents together? Okay. And dad didn't lose his job or anything like that. There was no issue where home didn't feel safe. It didn't feel secure. Was anything like that happening or not? No.
No. I mean, I've gone through it in my lifetime, and I don't want to go through it again, and I feel like I am going to go through it again if I don't get this job. I'm at the end of my rope. I have no money left, and nobody I can turn to. I need this job.
Okay, darling. Okay. Okay. So, was money an issue when you were growing up, yes or no?
No.
So there was plenty of money in the house. You didn't move from house to house when you were younger?
No, I didn't.
But your parents didn't nearly lose the house or anything like that?
No.
Are you good at remembering sort of childhood memories or not? Or do you have a vague recollection of things that happened when you were younger?
I do.
I'm just asking out of curiosity. You do have a good recollection or a vague recollection?
No, I do. I have a good recollection.
Okay. What was happening before, you said that you've gone through this before and you don't want to go through it again. What was happening before that time, Laura, for you to not feel safe? Because if you had a stable, loving upbringing, I'm having difficulty seeing how it fits with me wanting to go to, you know, I think I said it was 5 years of age. And I'm
that's gonna, I don't have any money left. And I have, I mean, I think it's as simple as that. I just want this job.
Okay.
And it's a good fit
okay.
for what I do.
And, you know, there's nothing to stop you from doing that job at all.
I want to know if I'm going to get the job. That's all I want to know.
What I would say is positive affirmations and act as if you already have the job. So you could do some writing around, I'm happy and grateful now that I have this job that will enable me to do X, Y, and Z. So I would focus on feeling and acting as though the job is already yours. Because if you need the job, the energy behind us really, really needing, really, really wanting something isn't going to help us achieve what we want as easily as feeling high vibe, using positive affirmations, and just believing that the job is yours and that everything's going to turn out just right. There's nothing wrong with a bit of prayer.
I've been
doing
that.
Whatever you need to do in order to... Okay. And so having faith as well when you're praying, the saying let go and let God, hand it over to God. This need to feel, you know, secure. Ask the angels, if you believe in angels, to show you where this comes from, because it started somewhere. And all of us run patterns in our lives. So in order to change this pattern, we've got to look at where this started. We've got to find the cause. And it's often started much earlier than the situation that we're faced with currently. So
Sorry,
Laura.
I've been through this on my own before. I don't
yeah.
want to go through it again. But it wasn't in my childhood.
Okay. So what I would probably do is you need to start doing either, hypnosis and focusing on your desired outcome as opposed to the thing that you don't want to happen, because that carries more energy and you're just going to get what you expect to get. It's like the universe will put a big fat cross through negation. So you're saying, I don't want that to happen. And the more you focus on it not wanting to happen, it becomes the dominant thought, and that's what's going to kind of shape your reality. So you want to focus on acting as though you've got the job, you're safe, you're secure, you've got the finances. And then from there, you've got options as to what you want to do next. But keep on doing what you've been doing with the prayers. Have faith. Positive affirmations. Have a look for people online who are coaches or mentors in money manifestation, because we live in an abundant universe. So, you know, affirmations like money flows to me easily and effortlessly. A job is just one source of money coming through to you. There are infinite ways money can flow through to you. So have a look for money manifestation online. Abraham Hicks, Esther and Jerry Hicks, that kind of stuff. And there's also Pam Grout, E squared, E cubed, with the little experiments of giving the universe 72 hours to deliver what you need or what you desire. So So start looking into things like that, and that will help you hopefully change your mindset. Okay, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
Act as if you've already got the job. Okay, bye-bye.
I'm thinking positive thoughts for you, Laura.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay. Trisha's going to do a group healing now, so hang in there, folks, if you want to be part of it.
Okay. So, as the show is drawing to a close, I'm just going to invite in and accept all support from higher beings who have our best intentions and well-being at heart. If you want to place one or both hands on your heart, and just do a little bit of breathing. And just inhale for a count of four, allowing your stomach to expand. And exhale for a count of four, allowing your stomach to retract. We'll do that a couple more times. And exhale. Just to clear the mind and get us focused on receiving whatever healing wishes to flow through. Inhaling for a final time and exhaling. I want to give thanks to everybody for joining us today. And thanks to God, angels, archangels, ascending masters, spirit guides, anybody else who's helped us. I'd like to channel any healing that wishes to flow through me to the listeners. For anybody and everybody who wishes to receive it. I'm going to stay silent, David, for a few moments. I can feel some energy building up in my body, which will then, in its own time, one may be shared. I get the impression, that was just a quick energy burst, I get the impression that there may be a couple of more before the call ends, bear with me. Just going to ask all the listeners to focus in on the area of their body, or their heart, or their life that they wish to receive some healing. So set your intention as the healing's channeled. And if you want, you can imagine a pink light coming out from your heart center, connecting you to my heart, to the hearts of all the listeners. Join in as one. And allow that pink light of unconditional love to radiate to your heart center. You may be able to feel some gold and healing now pouring through your crown chakra, through the top of your head, down through your neck and into your body, down through your chest, resting a while in your heart center, and then allowing that gold and healing to be carried throughout your body, circulating around through vessels, through arteries, nourishing all organs and tissues throughout your body,
And I see an image of it sweeping out any debris that your body doesn't want to hold on to anymore. Inhale. And exhale. You may or may not have felt something then as a second energy burst went through my body. Just allow yourself, give yourself permission to release any tension that you may be feeling in your back, your lower back, any pressure that you're carrying in your life. Hand that over to Archangel Raphael. Allow his outstretched hands to take that from you now. All is well. I will take care of you. Just ask for me by name. Oh, I'm feeling quite a bit of pain in the lower back region. There's no need for us to carry all that pressure, all that tension by ourselves. We need to remember to connect with the divine and ask the divine to give us the strength and to lighten the load. Always remember the power of prayer. And remember to allow that divine spark within you to shine brightly, to illuminate the way and to give others the permission to let their light shine too. I'm ready to close this now, but I get a sense that there's going to be a final energy burst. And then I'll hand back over to you, David. Just imagine, take a couple of breaths just to clean your system through. Inhale deeply and exhale. Once you've done that a couple of times, just imagine some roots going out through the soles of your feet, getting stronger, thicker, and longer. All the way down, easily and effortlessly, quickly, growing stronger and longer, connecting you to Mother Earth, to Gaia. Allow those roots to connect to the center of the Earth and feel the Earth's grounding, earthing energy traveling up through those roots, easily and effortlessly. All the way up through those roots, through the soles of your feet, allowing that earthing energy up through your ankles, through your calves, your knees, your thighs. Gaia's loving earthing energy coming up through your pelvis, your stomach, through your chest, down through your arms, allowing that beautiful grounding energy to travel up through your neck, through your head. Inhale. Allowing your stomach to expand. Exhale. And if you've had your eyes closed, you can now open them. And that's it. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Tricia. And thank you to those that have hung in here for the healing. If you want to reach Tricia, You can go on the World Wide Web to trishamitchell.co.uk. And Tricia, I believe you're going to be back on again with us on August 3rd.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it, David. And thank you very much for having me this evening. Thanks to all the callers.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. So once again, we come to a close. Let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.